Welcome to the Unfuckery Chronicles, your new favorite Monday mini episodes from the Bay Bayf podcast, where I, Jess, help teach you tactical ways to unfuck yourself from being stuck. Well, frankly, I need it, and so do you. So let's get started.
Okay, babes, so I realized that when I was making an episode for today, that it's Monday. I am so tired. I did not sleep last night very well, and it's inclement weather with crazy winds tonight. So here's the deal. This is your Unfuckery Chronicles plus 20 micro habits of 2024 that I recorded on December 26th. So first and foremost, it's time for you to unfuck yourself in 2024. I don't mean like, oh, I'll do it another day. No, I've been sitting in my room, and I hope this gives you encouragement. I've been sitting in my room for the last 35 minutes scrolling TikTok and Instagram, watching Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm on season number 4. And I just sat here and I was like, look, you know you want to record episodes. You know you have a lot to talk about this year. You know you have a lot of things you want to do this year. You know you have a lot of collaborations that you want to do this year. So many things that you want to do for this year. And so my problem is I just need to push play and not force myself, because it's a want, not an obligation, for me to have this podcast for you guys to be so inclined and intricate in my journey, but also to really give myself the time to understand that it helps me just like it helps you, okay? So for 2024, we're going to continually unfuck ourselves from the shit that makes us feel stuck, from the shit that we don't want to deal with anymore, from the shit that we want to say yes to. We're going to do that shit. That's for damn sure. But what I want you guys to do today to help yourself out really quickly is this. You are a 10. God made, lab given. I don't know how you got here, but I'm happy that you are. You have the continual consistency every morning that you have the ability to wake up and do whatever the fuck it is you want. If you hate your job, leave it. If you need to set a boundary with someone in your space, do it. If you need to say no because you've been saying yes too much, to calm yourself down, to reflect, to take some time, do it. If you need to say yes more because you haven't left your house in a number of weeks, if you're still recovering from holiday, I don't care. Do what you need to let yourself know and understand that you're a fucking 10. There is a filter going around, and I know it was a trend last year. She's a 10, but blah, blah, blah. Fuck the butt. I mean, I told you guys I'm tired. Sorry. There should be no but after that. It should just be a statement. You are a 10, period. Oh my God, I'm embarrassed for my own self. Okay. So you're a 10. Write it down a mirror. Write it down 700 times a day like you're Bart Simpson. And you have your sentences on the chalkboard. Put it in a notebook. Make yourself a collage on Canva and have that be your phone background. Have it be your lock screen. I don't care. Please start remembering that you are a 10. And I don't care who, what, when, where, why has told you no, that you're not along the way. Fuck them. They're not your people. I am. Come over. Be here. I will tell you every day if you need me to that you're a 10. If you need to send me a text message, a DM, a carrier pigeon, an email, and you need someone to hold you accountable to give you some tough love in 2024, I'm that bitch. You're a fucking 10, and I'm that bitch. There is no more but in that statement. Fuck the filter. It's gone. It's done. Good riddance. We left it in 2023. Now, something else we left in 2023 that we forgot to fucking publish on was episode number 23 or 173 on December 26th of 2023. So here's the thing. It is talking about 20 micro habits for you to take into this new year to do more in 2024. but I mean intentionally doing it, not overloading yourself, not putting yourself in a crazy situation where you can't get yourself out, where you feel stuck, you're tired, exhausted, you're going to the doctor, dehydrated, shitty health, blah, 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 blah. None of that. Remember, you're a 10 and I'm that bitch to help you understand it, to tell you, to send you cards in the mail, whatever you need me to do, I'm here to help you do it. So what's happening today is that we are doing episode 173, which is Do More in 2024, 20 micro habits. I found them on the internet. I did not make them up, but I'm happy to use the utilization of the tools that are given in the world. And I'll put all the notes in the show description. And it's going to be coupled with 174, which is Unfuckery for Unfuckery Chronicles for January 8th. Side note, it is my sister's 34th birthday. So if you see Laura Danielle Roseberry out and about in the world, or if you know her via Facebook because of me, or you just know her, then you better tell her happy birthday, because she's the best human, the best mom, and I love her so much. All right. You'll probably hear some things that happened back, you know, 3 weeks ago in this next part of the episode, because that's when I recorded it. Okay, I love you, and I'll see you on Friday. Bye. Oh, don't leave yet. Keep listening. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode number 173. Oh, man. We're almost to 200. Who's super excited? It's me. And you've embarked on season 3 of the Babe AF podcast. And I'm Jess, your hostess, with more consistency the end of this year than in the last couple of months. Here's the deal. No explanation needed. Just, you know, lots of things. And I want to get us in a little bit of a head start for 2024. I know. Head start meaning like 3 days. Anyway. I am waiting for my pot pie to be done because I am currently sitting here in my house by myself. And if you guys know, you know. First and foremost, eat 'em up cats. They are in their first bowl game. I'm recording this on Tuesday. In the history of Southwest Texas / Texas State. And that is part of the reason why I'm in the house by myself, because my adorable husband is living his best collegiate dreams in Dallas. So by the time you read this, I won't be home alone anymore and it will be irrelevant, but eat 'em up cats. It's really cool for him and his family and closest friends to be able to see it on the television. I know exactly what it feels like. Anyway, I'm making myself a chicken pot pie. Like, not from scratch, basically. I'm just throwing it together and seeing how it goes. But yeah, I'm super stoked that you guys are here. I apologize for the squeaky toy, because Buckley got a new one this week and he is literally obsessed with it. Apparently this episode is guest starring Buckley, the pit bull. If you know how cute and adorable he is, then you will understand that he's pretty much always my co-host, but never has a awkwardly, currently annoying squeaky toy, which I haven't really had a problem with until right this minute. Hey, Buckley, can I see that? Can you bring it here? Hey, bring it here. Oh, you dropped it. Hey. Sorry for the interlude. Okay, can I see? Can I see? No? Okay, well, sorry, fam. It's just going to be the way that, the way that it is. You know, mom life over here. Let me see this. You drop it. I'm going to hold on to it, okay? I'm just going to hold on to it for the duration of my episode, and then you can have it back. You're not in trouble. Everything is fine. Do not give me crazy eyes. Don't steal it from me either. Can you just wait for like 2 minutes? This episode is going to be very quick, sir. It's going to be very quick. Just wait. You're not in trouble. Thank you for the kisses. Can you sit down? Yeah. Can you just lay?
Oh, thank you for the cute.
Pardon me, I must go spit because he just stuck his entire tongue in my mouth. Wow, this episode is really taking a turn before it has even gotten started. 1 second, fam. All right, so my safe space might be in the kitchen. Okay, so we're reporting live from the kitchen floor. Heyo! Where all the fun things happen. Trust me when I tell you there's nothing serious to talk about right now. Except how we're going to enter into the new year. And I saw a post this week that literally is... I'm going to basically look at it every day. Okay? Because there's things on this list that I found that are so good that, number one, I don't want to forget. But number two, I really just need the encouragement to get shit done. Okay? So here we go. I'll have all the information in the show notes. So we're just going to dive right in and let's get to it. You know, here we go. So this is a cute little compilation list of 20 micro habits that we might want to take into 2024. Okay. It's to help you keep a clutter-free home. And be honest, are you looking around like, can I take the Christmas tree down already? Are you already in the space to where the Christmas tree is down? I thought about it today for a second, and then I realized how much I really fucking love Christmas lights, and I haven't laid underneath the Christmas tree yet. And so I'm not taking mine down until probably like 2 more weeks. Okay. Okay. It is tis the season. We are in our what gives me joy era per usual. And so I'm just going to say that that's what's happening. Okay. So it's a list of 20. And one of these is going to be particularly hard for the women. And I say that because I've seen y'all on TikTok. And I'll discuss that in just a second. Okay, number one, keep the dining table clear. Holy shit, can we imagine if we would start hosting dinner parties and supper Sundays instead of having a giant pile of laundry or literally everything that goes in another room on your dining room table and actually used it to come together? Oh! Can you imagine? Maybe we'll just start having Sunday supper at my house. You know, maybe invite a few lady friends over, have a Sunday supper, let it be a thing. I'm kind of really stoked about it. Write that down, Jess. Write that down. Luckily, it is now going to be on the interwebs, so I might not forget. Number two, clear the bedside tables. Now, I moved into the bedroom. So as Buckley's running around the living room squeaking that dang cute, adorable toy that he hasn't torn up yet, I will just give you a little heads up about what's on my nightstand table. I have a small dresser. Okay. It's where we are. I have about 9 books, none of which I read fully. 2 more that I got for Christmas, a chest rub from Vicks, a bracelet, toe spreaders, a diffuser that I don't think works anymore. And 3 ball jars that had water in it, as well as my thyroid medicine. And a picture of my grandma. On Chris's bedside table, we have 3 empty cans of Diet Dr. Pepper, a multivitamin, Lens wipes, Unmentionables, and some snacks. And if you've not tried salt and vinegar pistachios yet from Wonderful, you just run and you're welcome. But if you have her sell it out, I swear to God. They're our favorite pistachios, and they are grade A pistachios, I tell you. So no judgment here. Clear off the bedside table. Put your shoes away from the front door. Oh, shit. You guys, do you want to know what I've done? It's because I have an awesome bench at my front door. Because I just recently moved in this bedside dresser into my bedroom. We were using wooden crates for our nightstands.
So I moved those wooden crates and they fit just so perfectly underneath my bench in my front entryway. And now that's where all my fucking shoes are. Not all of them, because you know, your girl has multiple pairs of shoes. But they're under there. But they're out of the way. No one's tripping over them. Giant pause, because that's not entirely true either. Gosh darn it. We have some work to do in 24. Okay, number four, put away coats and bags straight away. Here's the deal. I have a very small hall closet. It has games. It has luggage. It has my coats and Chris's coats. And I have other coats in my guest closet. So maybe I need to do a coat purge, let alone a bag purge. Ugh! Basically, we're just needing to start spring cleaning early. Okay, number five, sort mail and file away paperwork right away. Here's what I might just start doing is creating a file of important documents and scan them into my phone and then literally be paper free in my house, even though I refuse to have auto pay for bills, except for like two of them, or get emails. Ugh, I'm so like 1975, but also, I don't know. I kind of like to shred paper, okay? It's like a very satisfying situation for me. I'm here for it. Number six, have less toys out and rotate them regularly. Here's the deal. We don't have children. So what do toys constitute as an adult? Like too much shit on my couch? Like I need to do a monthly purge of my clothes? Like where are we at here, fam? I don't have toys. I do have games. I like games, but they're all in the hall closet. Okay. Number seven, take something with me when I leave the room. I took my phone. I went from one room to the other to record this podcast and I took my phone. Look at me go. Here's the deal. I learned a long time ago that if you pass something two times, the third time you need to pick it up and take it where and put it where it goes. However, I don't have very good organization in this house. If you can't tell, if you've ever been here, shit's all over the place, which is fine. I like our eclectic look, but I need to do something more in 24 in order to make myself feel more organized, especially because I opened the mail like said number five said, and I opened some Best Buy cards. I opened two AAA cards that are new and I have no idea where the fuck I put them. You guys, this is why I am losing some marbles over here, and luckily those are in a jar on my mantle. That's not a joke. That's a true statement. Number eight, empty bins regularly. Are we talking about storage bins? Are we talking about trash bins? Which bins are we talking about? Catch all bins at the bottom of a staircase. I don't have stairs, but I have lots of bins that I need to empty out. Maybe it's because I have seven drunk drawers in my kitchen. I don't know. Worktops are cleared. We're going to take those into the countertops. We're going to make those be countertops. And right there, well, they're not, because I'm making chicken pot pie, my friends. This is number nine and that was number 10. But make sure all beds are made. My bed's made. I make my bed every day. Chris goes out to pee and I hop in here and I make the bed real quick. Okay, put things back when we're finished with them. That's number 11. However, I don't know where anything fucking goes in this house and I've lived in here for 8 years. You know? Progress, not perfection. Number 12, clear away dishes after meals. Yeah. We do that pretty much. We run the dishwasher every night, thanks to that new commercial. Use a caddy for the baby's essentials. Babies are dogs and they have their own little bin where all their toys go at the end of the night. And then Buckley runs right over there and picks them all back up and throws them around the living room. So you know what? We don't step on Legos in this house. We step on squeaky dog toys like you heard in the beginning of this episode. But I do put them away. 14, store things off the kitchen worktops. Yeah, I did that. I put all the small appliances into another cabinet. And we've been putting them back in the cabinet and it's lovely. So we've done well there. Do a nightly reset. Put things back in their homes. I told you before, I don't know where the fucking thing lives in this house. Number two, I do like to put my kitchen to bed before I go to sleep. I try to clean off the cabinets. I wipe them down. I start the dishwasher. I put the dishes in the dishwasher. I try and clean off all of the surfaces so when I wake up, I have a clean ass kitchen. And if I make it out of here early enough to make myself a coffee in the morning, everything is ready to go. Yes, please. And thank you. 16, start a donation box for unwanted things. This is the great purge of 2024. And I am here for it. And I'm happy we're starting this together early. Are we going to be accountability buddies for like purging our houses? But there's just some things I can't let go of. I'm a very sentimental human. Like if you gave it to me 20 years ago, it's probably in my house still. Because you were thoughtful enough to give it to me, and I am so happy that you're still my friend, or if you're not, I think about you often, okay? Next up, we have number 17, put used clothes straight into the laundry basket. Christopher bought me a 3-sectioned laundry basket hamper for my closet, and here's the deal. They have removable mesh sections, and I have been doing a pretty good job, dare I say. Shop more intentionally. You guys, majority of things that I've been buying lately are books and groceries. I've also been following a lot of homesteader Instagram pages, so maybe I'll learn how to make my own bread. I don't know what I'm doing here in 24, but you know what? The intention for shopping is great. Use the one in / one out rule. I love this. Meaning, like I took a bag of things to the thrift store on Saturday, but then I came home with like 4 new pieces, most of which are cold weather wear because I don't really have that here because the weather's weird. Okay, number 20, we're done. Flatten cardboard boxes to recycle or store away. Now, you remember what I said earlier about how some of you are going to have a very hard time doing this because I've seen 9 million fucking Instagram TikTok videos where y'all are just throwing the boxes that you unbox into your garage for your significant other to unbox, to rip apart, flatten, and put in the recycle bin. If you don't have a recycle bin, start one. If you don't know where your city's recycling center is, go to it. Y'all are very self-sufficient. Oh, look, my pot pie should be done. We'll give another minute or so. So here's the dealio. You can do it. I am giving you full accountability, permission, encouragement that you can untape the bottom of that box and flatten that motherfucker and put it in recycling or store it in your garage or put it in another freaking tote. I don't know, but here's the deal. Don't keep them in there for too long because then silverfish come and that's no fun. You got to have pest control come. Okay. All right. Well, this is your 20 micro habits that I'm going to try and go into 2024 with. And I want to thank at 82 Pondview for the encouragement. And I will be accountability buddy with you if you need one. I'm here. So let's fucking go. Like the fact that we're still here and thriving and lovely in 2023/24, I'm here for it. No more dicking around. It's a fuck around and find out kind of year, and I'm super stoked that you guys are here along with me. I love you. If any of this was useful to you as a tool or a port of encouragement and you want to share it with others, please do. And don't forget to follow me on all the socials. Sorry. At the Babe AF Pod on all the things. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And more things to come in 24. So I love you guys. Thank you for hanging with me. And I will see you next week. Mwah! All right, you guys. Thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at the Babe AF Pod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment. I don't know, y'all. Feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.